Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Looking at this offense, they get the Cleveland Browns and they get the Texans, they get the Steelers, and of course, if needed, if they need to play all the starters, they will play the Broncos defense again in week 18. What are we expecting out of the offense the final couple games here? We know what they've been. They've scored 19 points in the last 2 weeks in victories. We know the offense moves the ball, but they're, what, 20-something in touchdown percentage in the red zone. And all this stuff, we know about the left tackle situation, but they're going to go up against two of the top defenses in all football. So what are you expecting? Like, I'll be honest, because of what I believe the Browns' offense will provide, and I really believe turnovers, I expect absolutely more than 19 points this week against Cleveland. Not because I don't think their defense is good, yeah, because I think the Chiefs are going to have short fields at times. I expect multiple turnovers in this game. Something is going to give between these two, as one team doesn't get takeaways and the other one gives up the ball at a pretty good rate at the quarterback spot.
I mean, isn't this kind of the last let's feel good about the offense game? I mean, unless all their problems are just solved in the next 3 weeks. They are facing three of the five teams ranked in pressure rates in the NFL over the last month. This one against the Browns. Obviously, we know what the Steelers defense is, and we know what the Denver Broncos defense did against the Chiefs a couple of weeks ago. I think you just kind of have to look for the offense to hold water. What I'm viewing as a success over the next couple of weeks and month for them is to just not get worse. Not let the offensive line problems completely derail your success plan. Because while they're not a good enough offense at times, they're still hovering around 10th. They're not a joke. It's not a laughing stock of an offense. It's just mediocre. It's slightly better than mediocre because in the last 2 minutes, when Patrick Mahomes has the ball, you're guaranteed some points more than any other scenario because nobody can stop him for four downs. But this is the last chance where I'm going to be like, okay, maybe there's still some hidden secret in there. I know that Hollywood could come back and DJ Humphries could play better.
Yeah, but I don't think it's the last chance.
The level of competition they have makes me like, I'd be fine, I guess is the point, if they just held down the fort for the next month. I'm not looking for massive shows of improvement over the last month. Maybe that comes in the postseason when everybody's healthy and right and has been in the system. But they face too many good defenses to do that. This is the only like bad defense remaining on the schedule for them from a points allowed per game perspective.
Points allowed. And again, some of that I think is because their offense puts them in bad positions. And the points per game doesn't always discount what's going on with the offense. You know, and we had to always remind ourselves of that. I hear you. I would say, though, not that I suddenly think the offense is scoring 30 points a game down the stretch, but to say this is the last game where potentially it could look good, they're going to have a backup left tackle one way or the other playing on Sunday.
Yeah.
They aren't going to have potentially a new wide receiver that they might have come playoff time. I guess, and it's a second game, a third game back for Pacheco, so I'm expecting more from him on Sunday as well, if they actually hand the ball off to him. So I push back a little bit. It's like, this is the last chance. If it doesn't happen this week, then this is just what it's going to be. I don't know how I can say that when we all know the left tackle situation is not solidified, or even like who they want to be starting. Like, it's clear they want DJ Humphries to be starting. They feel he's their best option, but he can't. It looks like the hamstring injury is going to keep him out for Sunday.
And the problem is, if it keeps him out this Sunday, it could keep him out next Sunday. And then he doesn't have enough time to like get up to game speed.
It's not ideal.
Then is the quality really the same as it would be with Wanye or Joe Tooney the rest of the way? Like, I'm not saying the offensive line has no chance to ever get better, but like at some point, I'm just going to have to accept the way in which I think they'll win the easiest, and that the offensive line left tackle is never going to be better it could just be about the same. And it hasn't stopped them.
I guess
the left
tackle
has been a problem. It hasn't stopped them from winning games. But
you can say it's unfair, but I think they're on a different scale because of what they've been able to do. For me, I'll be honest, like full disclosure, I don't know until I don't see it in the playoffs. I don't know if I'm going to believe that it just can't happen. And some of you are like, well, that's just ridiculous. I'm basing it off of last season. For me to sit here at any point in the regular season and say, like, there's no way that it can get better, I'm not going to believe it until we're sitting there divisional round weekend and it's an utter disaster still, or that the offense is still only scoring 14 points or 19 points, I guess, or whatever. Like, the playoffs will be the deciding factor. And then we get into it, and it's funny because then at that point, everybody shifts their thinking. It's like, then nobody cares what the score is, and they're like, just keep winning games and get to the Super Bowl. So I don't know if we're ever going to get to the definitive answer on it. Like, I don't think a game against Cleveland one way or the other is going to swing people. That's what I'll say it before the game even happens, because I made this point. I wasn't here the day after the Carolina game. I was on vacation, but I said it a week later, and I was like, for those that were upset with the 30-27 win against Carolina,
yeah,
if the Chiefs would have won 45-10, a lot of you would have still said, well, it was Carolina. It doesn't matter.
Browns are going to be very similar.
So what I mean by that is, like, for those that were frustrated about how they performed against the Panthers, or if the Chiefs win by a narrow margin this game, if the Chiefs blow out the Browns, are you honestly going to come in here on Monday and believe me if I told you everything is fixed? No, you'd say, gold, it was the Browns. It doesn't matter. Got to see them do it against the Texans. And I'm not even saying that's unfair, but that's my point. Like, there's nothing they can do in this week that's probably going to change the opinion of anybody, because then you'll come back and tell me, yeah, that was against Cleveland,
but
man.
But for me, though, you put up 30-35 against Cleveland, agree. I will take it, okay, as like a positive step
forward. I think there's a lot of people that will come up with another excuse.
I don't disagree with you, because what'll happen is they'll play close against the Texans the following week and be like, see? Like, the Texans are not a great team, but they're not a laughing stock either. They can cause you problems.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Sean McVay last night, and he was on with the Prime crew after the game. Ugly game. Ugly win. 12-6.
Oh, God,
terrible game. And he's not the first coach that's ever said this, but it's just a reminder every single time. He said something along the lines of, like basically, like, style points don't matter, man. We just found a way to win. We got to get in the, you know, we're trying to find a way to the playoffs. Style points don't matter. And we forget that. And it doesn't freaking matter. It just doesn't.
Well, the Chiefs have been kind of the king of that. Like, what's the only year in which you feel like looks-wise, the Chiefs were the best thing to look at? Probably, like, 18 and 19?
Yeah, they had the number one offense
in football. And 18, they didn't win the Super Bowl. 19, they did. And so, like, when you go back there, or 17, 18, right? When you start going in those ranges, yeah, sure. There was the one year where Patrick Mahomes had 50 touchdowns, 5,000 yards. It was the most fun offense to watch in the league. They did not win the Super Bowl. The following year, they did look like that again, until Kareem Hunt got kicked off the team and Patrick Mahomes hurt his knee. And then it was kind of ugly the rest of the way until they got to the postseason. And then they started doing cool stuff again. Since then, the Chiefs over the last 3 years, I would say at no point, like, I think if you took a consensus vote from like every head coach or every play, whatever, I think at any point during this back-to-back Super Bowl run, pretty much the entire time, people have been telling you about how other teams are the better team. Look how much better the Lions look. Ooh, look how good Philly looks. Look how good San Francisco. That Bills.
People love points, man.
Yeah.
People love points.
And so they fall in love with this idea that these teams are better than the Chiefs. And what happens is, in the postseason, they come down 10%, the Chiefs go up 10%, and then see who looks better. Or it's a close game. Look, both San Francisco Super Bowls, the Philadelphia Super Bowl, those weren't layups.
Well, look at the Ravens AFC title game this last year. That was a close game.
They didn't have the games in the bag. It wasn't some for sure win of no doubt where it's like, well, they just won style points, right? Beat them 40-10. They didn't do that in any of these playoff runs. Hell, there might be
the Miami games, though, maybe the one exception.
I was going to say in all three of their Super Bowl runs with Patrick Mahomes, how many blowouts are there? Two?
Yeah, the Miami
and
game.
One was a game they were down 24-0 and eventually won by 20.
Yeah, Texans game where everybody thought they were screwed at the end of the first quarter.
They were down 24-0. It's pretty fair.
You know, and that one, and then Miami last year. That wild card game, it was pretty evident early on. Miami did not want to be there, and they had no chance to win that game based on the weather and everything.
Is there another one I'm missing? I feel like all the other ones have been pretty close.
I think that's it.
So I don't care that they don't get points in the playoffs. In the playoffs, I mean, you and I have talked about this a lot. There's a lot of people who be like, well, they didn't look very good in that divisional round game. Like, oh, man, I really don't care now.
Yeah, AFC
style
title
points in AFC title game, divisional round game, just as long as they get the win, don't mean anything.
They win the AFC title game 19-17. Like they
win 3-2.
They win 19-17, and they got to play the Lions, who put up 40. Who cares if anybody's being like, well, they clearly, at that point, none of that matters. No. I get all the skepticism. We've talked about this ad nauseum. the issues with this football team and all that. I'm just saying at some point, man, when we do get late enough in the season and we're almost there, at some point, yeah. if they're winning games like this, it is what it is. Like, it just keep finding ways to win. There's not a bonus prize. Like, the NFL doesn't give the Kansas City Chiefs players an extra $10 million bonus because they won by 21 points. Could you imagine if that was the incentive? Like, players, by the way, in your contract, if you win games by 10 or more, you get another $100,000.
You imagine some of these, like, two-minute drills when you can kneel it? Like, coach!
Going for two.
Coach!
Going for two.
You'd be like, but you don't need this drive to win. We're going for it, coach. We need to be up there.